century presents us with new ways to learn through stories, in addition to the tried and true ways we've known for millennia. But somewhere along our journey, we dichotomized our learning so that stories seem to belong only in the liberal arts, in the study of literature and history and art, and not so much in the learning of science and math and technology. We need to know both aesthetically and scientifically. Literature specialist Kay Vandergrift has written, "Our most powerful learning occurs when we contemplate and feel deeply before we comprehend empirically." In this module, we will visit a wise math teacher who encourages his students to write their own stories to learn math, and a science teacher who is helping her immigrant students learn to write new stories for themselves as they learn the languages new to them, English and science. Both of these teachers follow the before, during, and after reading model for lesson design, BDA for short, that we first saw demonstrated by Chris Gable, our English Language Arts Social Studies teacher in Module 3. For this module and the next two, we'll study the BDA model and focus on one of the stages in each module. In this module, we'll focus on the before or pre-reading stage. The purpose of the before or pre-reading is simply to give students the best preparation possible so that the text they will read can contribute to their knowledge and understanding of a topic. This stage may be accomplished in one carefully structured activity, or it may last several class periods when more extensive preparation for reading the text is required. Before reading activities and strategies, prepare students for the reading by reducing uncertainty and frustration. Before reading strategies, get students ready to read, to generate questions to guide their reading, and to take a critical stance in their reading. Vodka and Vodka describe four valuable purposes for using before reading strategies. First, to motivate students by helping them make personal connections and create interest. Second, to activate prior knowledge so they'll have a foundation to build on. Third, to introduce key vocabulary and concepts. And fourth, to help students develop metacognitive awareness of the reading demands of the assignment and the strategies necessary for effective learning. Number four may, in the long run, actually be the most important if we truly succeed in helping students become independent learners in the content areas we teach. We don't always think to take the time to help students learn to fish by holding these metacognitive discussions. Front-loading by helping students analyze the reading task and modeling relevant learning strategies can encourage metacognition and self-knowledge about their own learning strategies. Teachers are expert readers in their content areas, so modeling and giving tips on how they think with text as they read is vital if students are to be successful, not just with written English, but with disciplines that are new languages in themselves. Recent studies indicate that biology students must learn more new vocabulary than students in a first-year foreign language class. In Richard Bergner's Literacy-Rich Math lesson, he begins by asking students to translate from oral to written symbols to hear and produce the mathematical symbols. Then he asks them to translate math symbols into written English. And finally, they create from math symbols their own word problems or stories. The stories they compose in their composition or comp books serve to document the progress of their thinking and learning throughout the course. They serve as metacognitive tools. Richard also uses portfolios for 9-week assessments, and you'll learn more about that practice in Module 10 on assessment. You met science teacher Anita Crowley briefly in Module 4. She's the biotech teacher who uses CSI to teach in the media. She has quite a range, from biotechnology to a sheltered class teaching biology to English language learners. Yet she finds many of the same strategies appropriate for all classes as she prepares her students to read and learn from text. Anita introduces us to many strategies she learned through her PSYOP training. That's PSYOP, Sheltered Instruction Observation Protocol, a model for teaching English language learners that includes many strategies that scaffold the learning and encourage a transfer of responsibility for learning from the teacher to the student. Anita shares a lesson that's the first of several to prepare her students to read and learn from text in their study of classification. This before reading stage includes first, a teacher-led construction of vocabulary definitions. Second, the creation of a three-dimensional graphic organizer to visually represent the classification system. And third, the designing and presentation of posters to represent the student's understanding of classification. This kind of visual, hands-on learning of vocabulary and concepts is important for all students, but crucial for English language learners and other students who struggle with reading. Anita also describes how effective she's found PowerPoint for engaging her English language learners because of its visual appeal and the chance to use technology. With Anita's careful mentoring, her young immigrant students are learning to write new stories for themselves and their families. When we learn through stories, it's almost like learning by surprise. As one young writer described the process, it's a good thing when our students are surprised that they're learning. Surprised by learning as they tell stories in new ways, in new languages.